Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 7th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's new cabinet.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindewele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's new cabinet as President Emmerson Mnangagwa attempts to revive the country's ailing economy.
President Mnangagwa has appointed a 20-member cabinet, which includes Banker Mthuli Ncube, President of the African Development Bank, as Finance Minister, and retired Olympics gold medalist Kirsty Coventry to the sports portfolio.
Mnangagwa dumped three ZANU-PF strongmen, former Home Affairs Minister Obet Mpofu, former Health Minister David Parinyatwa, and former Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, and opted for at least three newcomers, Mangaliso Ndlovu, Industry and Commerce, Obetaya Moyo Health, and Sekesai Nzenza Public Service.
For the first time in the history of Zimbabwe, the Minister of Defense has been assigned to a woman, Opa Muchinguri Kashiri, with the chairperson of the ruling ZANU-PF party. She is part of the executive arm of the government and a member of ZANU-PF's Women's League.
Other ministers are Julai Moyo, Local Government, Sibusiso Moyo, Foreign Affairs, Amon Murira, Higher Education, Kane Kinyiliche Matema, Home Affairs, Paul Mavima, Primary and Secondary Education, and Parents Shiri, Agriculture and Environment.
And their colleagues are Winston Chitando, Mines, Joram Gumbo, Energy and Power Development, Joel Bigi Matiza, Transport and Infrastructure, Monica Mutsangwa, Information and Media, Kazembe Kazembe, Information and Courier Services, Priska Mfumira, Tourism, and Stambi Sonyoni, Women's Affairs. The ministers will be sworn in on Monday.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona Facebook pages. Yebo kambe zulukanda balinga tshona njani lapel khona ekunjani futhi.
Ah ngiyaphila ndoda.
Yes, so iCabinet sikhona kamhlanje.
Yes, and in absentee I was nominated for the Minister of Diaspora.
And what?
Yes.
Because you have to fly over.
Fortunately I turned down the offer.
Yeah, that was a lot of jokes. We have a chance to go to so, as we were there, we were going to open the door for what about Emmanuel and Bangan Bam Fagapans, one about the high man and daughter. Who's away again? Lomnunzana Patrick Chinamasa, Livate, Agumanani, who's away again? Lomnunzana David, Utotera, David Paraniato, Agulam Kalaba Baba Kulumend. So, okay, Ufage, Abantorani. Bacha siyabona sibili ikulo opata moyo kuzobuya ke uMangaliso Ndlovu obambeke ukhona kuwe industry and commerce kuzobuya ke lo Sekesai Nzenza ikhona ngale ke public service opata moyo health nxa ukuthi gula nje ngiyabe ukukhangela ukuthi kume njani so kuzobuya ke nxa sesikhangela kulo baba Mthuli Ncube ubambeke iportfolio yena le singathi kumbe sikufake sithi ibhasikiti yelizwe yokuthi phela imali kumele igcinwe njani njalo isetshenziswe njani so ke ugatsha lukahulumende lolu luqatheke kakhulu xa sesikhangela ke abantu abanjengomthuli Moyo Mthuli Ncube umthuli ke siyakhumbula ukuthi wayekubhanga lebarbican wasesuka ke eZimbabwe ngesibhangiphangi ngesikhathi sokuthiwa ke ubethatha imali ehambisa kwamanye amazwe so singazi ukuthi udaba lwakhe lwagcina njani jonga kungani kunjalo fowethu.
Ndizvozvo ama vadiwa vateereri nevatariri nhasi tiri kukurukura nezvevanhu vadomwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa kuti vange vari makurukota ehurumende taona vachiumba kana kuti vachitaura mazita evanhu vanokwana kuita makumi maviri kuti vange vari makurukota vachazotoreswa mhiko kana kuti vanotariswa kutoreswa mhiko nemusi wemuvhuro asi pane vapinda ivava pane vatsva vakaita saprofesa Mutuli Ncube vanzi ndo vanenge vakabata homwe yenyika kana kuti finance minister chigaro chachakabatiwa nawa Patrick Chinamasa vazokandwa parutivi mushure mekunge vakundikanawo zvakare musarudzo dzekutsvaga vamiriri vedare reparamende tinoonawo zvakare kuti kune vapinda vatsva vaenda kuminister of health kana kuti kubazi rezveutano kwanga kuina vadeputy parirenyatwa kwava na Dr. Obadiah Moyo ndo vava vegurukota idzva ikoko kwetiwo vamwe vamiswa mabasa vasupeman ndowanzira vanga vari kuict uko vasendekwa parutivi pamwe chete nani mumwe navaobert mupofu vanga vari gurukota rezvemukati menyika kana kuti home affairs minister asi vazhinji vari kutiwo zvinenge zviri nani pane vadomwa ivava kana kuti kabhineti yaziviswa navamunangagwa nokuti vamwe vari kutarisawo kuti huwandu ine vanhu makumi maviri vachiti huri nani asi vamwe vari kutarisawo zvakare pahuwandu hwemadzimai gibs kune madzimai anokwana kuita 6 out of 20 14 vanhurume saka vamwe vari kuti ha ipapo vanenge dai papanzi igadziridzweyo nokuti madzimai nevanhurume vanhu vangoenzana mikana inofanira kunge yakaenzana asi iye zvino tinoona kuti kabhineti ine vanhu 6 madzimai
siyabona njalo kuketwe abantu vezigaba kuti Harare kusamisiwe kuti vadinge uprovincial affairs minister
yes.
So indawo zonke kunye vadingile wazidinga futi lamadeputy ministers ambalwa so utedinga kumbana nxa wakhangele ngabantu sibili abasekela abamsekela kakhulu esandokuxotshwa uhulumende aze phenduke futhi njalo sokukhitshwa umgaba esikhundleni so ke siyabona ukuthi lokho kwi-G40 sibile ngazani khona kwambana ozihambi zihambi siyakwazi ukuthi babeme ngaphi njalo babethukana lo nkosikazi Grace Mugabe into ezinjalo so ke nxa sukhangele sibili ngwanithethe ke abafana bakhe abathize wazuza ama-technocrats anjengo-Obadiah umoyo babuya futhi bathatha ubaba umama njengokisti
ecovent
bamfaka khonapho singazi swimming yezimbabwe ngxa
regandi vanangotaura une rurimi rweshona kuti mumwe apinda ari kutambirwa nevanhu zvakanyanya munhu anonzi Kirsty Coventry anozivikana munyaya dzemitambo munhu aitwina zvakanyanya gibs achiuya
nemamedal
gold medals for Zimbabwe Kirsty Coventry ndiye anenge ari gurukota revechidiki nemitambo zvinhu zviri kutambirwawo nevakawanda kuti zvakanaka kuti muise munhu anenge ane ruzivo nebazi ramuri kumupa kwete kuti moti jonga kandemiri waminista weyouth inii ndaane 60 years kudai
sokungana kuti ndokuti youth youth usually border case line vachari kuifanga njalo kuti venjani kotwa lapa ngani
swimmingmakore mangani
inking
asi zvinhu zvakanaka izvo
kakulu so if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk we are talking about the new cabinet in Zimbabwe amid reports that Mr. Mnangagwa is trying to revive the country's economy so what is very clear is that he has actually dumped some of the veteran ministers that includes Obert Mpofu who was holding the home affairs portfolio Mr. Patrick Chinamasa was the finance minister and you know it appears as if Chonga really is pointing towards reviving the economy.
That's
if
true.
You pull a technocrat like Mutuli Ncube, maybe you are trying to say tell people that Zimbabwe is open for business.
Indeed.
What he's always saying. Mm-hmm. But what remains is what is going to happen.
And will these people be given free room to maneuver?
That's right.
That's the problem. Regarding kutaura zvakare vadomwa finance and economic development tina Professor Mutuli Ncube kuti kudefense kudzivirirwa kwenyika hanzi defense and war veterans kuna amai wapamuchinguri kashiri local government kutongwa kwematunhu uko kuna vaJulai Moyo foreign affairs and international trade kuchidzana nedzimwe nyika kuna vaSibusiso Moyo then public service vashandi vehurumende labor and social welfare kuna honorable Sekesai Nzenza industry and commerce honorable Mangaliso Ndlovu kuti home affairs kundezvemukati menyika izvo home affairs and cultural heritage honorable Ken Matema then higher and tertiary education science and technology development honorable professor Amon Murwira the primary and secondary education honorable professor Paul Mavima then lands agriculture water culture and rural settlement honorable chief Marshall Air Chief Marshal Perrins Shiri, Mines and Mining Development, Honorable Winston Chitando Kumigodi, Energy and Power Development, Kunawa Joram Gumbo, Taivas, Yavariku, Nyae, Ku, Warikurukota, Shukutakura, Shinku Transport, Ndoa, Kumando Zemoto, Koti Transport and Infrastructural Development, Kuna, Ombo Yanguko, Honorable Joel Bigi, Matiza, Murewa Yapinda Wap. Kwa Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Honorable Monica Muchangwa, ndo wangwari gurukota re Dunrema Nikaland. Kwa zote ICT and Courier Services, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe. Environment, Tourism and Hospitality Industry, Honorable Priska Mfumira, ndo wangwari kune kubazirejo wa Shandi. Iva kune zvekushanyirwa kwenyika nezvichengetwa kuti Youth, Sport, Arts and Recreation kuna Kirsty Coventry, Health and Child Care Dr. Obadiah Moyo, Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Honorable Ziyambi Ziyambi varamba vari pachigaro chavanga vainacho, Women's Affairs, Community, Small and Enterprise Enterprises Development Honorable Stembiso Nyoni. Kuti ma deputy minister tunofanira kuvaziviso uko vanhu.
Yes, bana ke sikale sifake video. Sine video ika mishes vanda koloma
kona. Wachitaura ndizvo.
Yeah, so I think we've got a video of the person who presented these ministers on behalf of the president.
My mouthpiece.
His Excellency the President, Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa, has, in terms of Section 104 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Amendment Number 20 of 2013, appointed the following as Cabinet Ministers: Minister of Finance and Economic Development, Professor Mthuli Ncube.
We want to grow, modernize, mechanize our economy. I believe that in the next 5 years, we should uplift quite a number of our people who are in the marginalized category, uplift them into middle class.
So there is the president talking about the milk gas. The milk gas has actually been almost decimated in Zimbabwe. So we have seen it happening. So we are lucky that we've got Mr. Joyce Ngwenya, who is an independent political and economic commentator. He's on the line right now from Harare. Mr. Joyce Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you. So far, so good. What's your take on this new cabinet?
Well, look, I mean, you know, already in my notes, I call it the talk cabinet. And of course, it's an acronym that means silence the opposition cabinet. I mean, you can call it silence or stop or whatever. But this is a cabinet that has been articulately put together to try and balance both the demands of growth and that of political patronage. And I think Mr. Mnangagwa, when he was on his way to China on that long trip in the aeroplane, he must have thought seriously about trying to listen to what people have been saying. But remember that even if you give a good pilot a bad aeroplane or a good person a bucket that leaks, it takes a bit of innovation to get things right.
There, I think you need to elaborate what exactly you're saying.
You see, Zimbabwe is a very difficult country to rebuild. So, like you already, you have observed, you know, that if you have a good minister who is operating in a structure and a system that has been corrupted for 37 years, the intentions are very noble on the part of the president, but the culture of bad governance and corruption, like what Pedro said, how easy is it for Mthuli Ncube to take the country out of its mentality of you know, of overspending, the mentality of balancing political interests through state-sponsored expenditure. So you will need to be very courageous in order to be able to rein in on the huge appetite of government. See, the spending is in the ZANU-PF DNA. So you will need to find a panacea to immunize our system from tendency towards spending money that we don't have.
I'm going to go back and say, just 1 minute. If I listen to the video, I'm going to go to the Zulu. What's the thing that's going in for our moments?
Yeah, we have been sitting in a Ufulumen the law, Omucha law. We have final law, the only years that Umuntu Olobuntu Ikapa, any Wizard. Gugu ya ubuti a kafisi abonu atine nje la zubu vala ikapa la kona atele kona laba ife tredi kapeli vuza iwe zita aki za chualita mandi zesefi ya kona zesefile ya ukaka tebu tisile wa zuti ye uwe nzega sengo ubezamuti aluinsise ukulu mende unga tingye unga choto za giye abula baza choto za yeva kona kota ubezamuti aluinsise ukulu mende ongazamuthi alungisise umnotho kodwa kuza kwazima ngoba umnotho lo ubhilizeke kweminyaka emine ngoba iZANU-PF bavame khona ukuqeda ukusebenzisa izimali abangelazo ikwezikweleti zezizinengi senginikenze umlingani sokuthi isingathi o-CPN ubaba uMthuli Ncube uzaba lo msebenzi omkhulu ukuthi achumise abantu ababevele bekuthanda ukuqeda ukusebenzisa izimali abangelazo.
Jonga.
Thank you so much, Vangwenya. Tunongwa kuti tawana Dr. Nkululeko Siwanda, vanowe mutawiriri we mutungamiri we MDC Alliance, Vanelson Chamisa. Dr. Siwanda, tinogamuchira hii pachirongwa.
Chiyotenda magaliko.
Aiwa, tiriwa penyu. Tunongwa kuti sebatore MDC Alliance, kan sembata nzwe MDC Alliance, matambira osei wadongwa kuwe makurukota na vamunangagwa.
Chakakosha ndechekuti vanhu vatarise kwete kuti vadoma ndava nani, munotarisa vadoma wacho ndo matarisiro anoitwa hurumende, uye munotarisa kuti izvozvo zvaitwa pamutemo here. Hapana hurumende inogobudira nokuti pana minista anonzi Mthuli Ncube ari imomo. Hurumende inobudira nenyaya yekuti ina president anonzi Vabasa anopa maministers iwayo basa rinoita kuti nyika iendere mberi. Uyeze nyaya yecabinet ndeyekuti cabinet inoshanda as a cabinet, haishandi maministers ari maindividuals. Saka capacity yegovernment inofanirwa kunga iri capacity inobva kucabinet yese kwete kubva kumunhu one. Saka zvokutanga kutarisa mazita kuti ane zita rakadai wabva nekupiwa abva nekuparihwa anhu hazvibatsire zviya senge chitamusango wazataurwa nevamwe vandandakatera vachitaura kuti aiwaka amungati hurumende ine culture yekuba isingagone basa, ine experience yekuparadza economy for 38 years. Inozoti nhasi nokuti aita munhu mumwe chete, vanhu vaviri kana vanhu vatatu kana vanhu 20 yozotanga kuchigona kuita basa. Izvazvi zvakaitika hazvisati zvamboitika pasi pano. Chimwe chatinofanirwa kutarisa, tinofanirwa kutarisa nyaya iyi tichibva mumaprograms akaiswa naPresident Chamisa pavanga vachi campaign. Vakataura kuti hurumende inenge iri effective, iri smart, inofanirwa kunga ine maministers 15. Iwayo ndo nyika yedu ine vanhu vashoma zvikuru sakuma between 12 to 15 million. Haidi vanhu vakawanda, tarisa izvi zvaitwa paiswa maminista anosvika iwo total chaiyo inosvika kuma 43 mukatarisa nemadeputy minister. Imotikari dzinosvika kuma 60 dzoda kutengwa kuti hurumende iendere mberi. Mapedza kudaro munozoona kuti balance yavo nemanhandikiri pavanhukadzi nevanhurume haisi pamutemo, vachiri kungoita zvinhu zvisiri pamutemo. Izvozvo ndo zvinoratidza kuti hurumende inoziva haizivi zvaari vadoma vacho havasi kuziva zvavari kuita.
Gibbs.
Yes, ndamuzwa sibili Ncube kumbongatshela vanhu kuti vesiteni phela umnumzana ngesitshona lapho kuti Ncube abanye abamuzwana.
Yes, Dr. Siwanda, mm-hmm. Wari kuti ivo or he was saying that Well, let's not look at individuals.
Yes.
Those individuals that were nominated, let's not look at individuals.
Because they can't change the thing.
Yes, for a cabinet, it has to be collective effort, and the government included. And also, let's look at who nominated who. Is the president performing? Is his government performing for the ministers to be effective?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Then I've got people that are sending messages, and one of them is Robert Ndlovu, who says, kuhle lokhu ubona uKirsty Coventry lo Mthuli Ncube kodwa umnkosikazi Stembiso Nyoni lo mnumzana Joram Gumbo badingani kanti. Then comes Nompumelelo Ngwenya with a message, and she says, as for Mthuli Ncube ngitshaya izandla. Kagisa Mtha says, ingathi kuyathembisa kancane, mina ngijabulele ukungena kwakamthuli Ncube lo Kirsty Coventry. Maybe cricket izavuka ngoba isiphelile nya. Kuzobuyeke uRalph Spanda uthi defense seems captured by all veterans, so to see Jinguri taking the defense portfolio is no big surprise. Okusele yoku defense ukubona if Mchinguri remains independent of Mr. Constantino Chiwenga, who is the vice president. Then Ralph Usmanda again says, no ministry is looking for the youth affairs. What is going on? There could be some generation gap here. So tell us what is going on. So as far as we see is that Kirsty Coventry is in charge of the youth portfolio, right?
Yes.
So this guy is saying, so there's a problem there. Maybe it's talking about youth projects, you know, all those kind of things, not swimming.
But well, she works with a permanent secretary and other executive or directors in the ministry. So
maybe, Dr. Spanda, there are some people who are saying the presence of Kirsty Coventry in the government, especially holding the youth portfolio, could be suspect there because, you know, they are saying a lot of things there. So can you weigh in there?
Look, the MDC, led by President Nelson Chamisa, is a professional organization that works in terms of well-established principles and knows what it is doing. Look, one of the first few things, even before you get to Kirsty Coventry, and of course, Kirsty Coventry, if she has gravitas, if anybody has gravitas, must refuse working in a cooked-up government that is partly illegal. The cabinet, as announced today, is outside the constitution. Look, the constitution does not provide for the appointment of provincial ministers or governors. They are not supposed to be there because we have devolved our government. We're supposed to devolve in line with the constitution. President Nangwa talks about devolution, but seems not to understand what devolution is when it comes to appointing a cabinet. What is done is not according to the law, and provides will make this government dysfunctional from day one. And President Nangwa is consistent in his inability to read the law, to read the constitution. And one wonders, why does he need a provincial minister or a provincial governor when you have your provincial councils that must have the power to run their local areas or their devolved areas as is required by the constitution? So anybody who's really overexcited about specific names must realize that those specific names could only earn any gravitas if they, in the first instance, disagreed to work in a legal structure that has been created by President Nangagwa only to make sure that he has enough spaces to fill in most of his friends in government and give them expensive vehicles and expensive lifestyles. It is still a patronage system if you see somebody appointing a cabinet that is more than 15 ministers for a country of less than 15 million people. It's just not right. It just doesn't work. It shows you that that Mnangagwa has no intention to turn this country around. The country is suffering right now. Our economy is crumbling. And all he can do is add some more public spending by appointing unnecessary ministers that are not even wanted by the constitution.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. We still have Mr. Joyce Ngwenya on the phone, and we are joined by Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is a political analyst and ZANU-PF member. Mr. Chuma, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you so much, and welcome. You just heard from our last speaker, Dr. Nkululeko Suanda, and I think you know what people have been saying about this nomination of cabinet ministers. What's your take on that?
Well, the first thing that we really need to digress on here is that people must learn to get away from this syndrome of always criticizing and try and be a bit positive at times. The president has done his best to come up with a formidable cabinet, which has a lot of new faces in it. And all now that we need to do, if we are really serious about getting our economy back on the track, and if we are really serious about feeling for our people as politicians, as leaders, whether opposition or ruling, then this is the time to now actually rally behind these men and women that have been given the task to lead the ministries in their different capacities and give them maximum support as Zimbabweans, so that we can now rail our whole economy into some recovery path. But if we are going to have negative energy all the time, really, what are we speaking of? What kind of leadership are we? If we are people-oriented leaders, then this is the time to say, let's close ranks and give these people that have been given the mandate to run these ministries 100% support, or even more than 100% if we can. Then that way, we are going to be better people, and the history will judge us so, rather than always complaining, always demonizing, always having negative energy.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chuma. Please do stay on the line. Maybe you can check with
Baba Ngwenya, uyezwa lapho uChuma yakhuluma sibili ukuthi abantu laba bakabaniki ithuba phela ukuthi bezame lapha lalapha ungathi nikhona.
Yeah, ngiqinisa kodwa phela okuthiwa ngumkhululeko ukuthi ungazikhangelisise ubuningi bakahulumende wethu. Isikhala zesikhona ukuthi madoda, uhulumende wethu ubhiliza izimali eziningi ezingekho ku-production. Nxa uzakuba lamaminista angu-20, lama-deputy minister, lama-provincial ministers, kakudingi lokhu, ngoba vele uhulumende wethu uvele uyasinda. Kufanele kube uhulumende okwanisa ukuthi angabi ngumthwalo. So mina bona ngathi uBaba uChuma liqinisa ukuthi awusoze uhlale lokhu khalakhala. Siyazi ukuthi kuyachaya kwamahlombe omncube okescaventry labuba obuthinguri ngabantu esibakhangelela ukuthi bayayini banganceda ukuthi balungisise umnotho wethu. Kodwa kufanele ukwazakale phela ukuthi nxa umuntu ekhalakhala akutho ukuthi akulanto ayibonayo enhle. Kuyayikhona, kodwa nje isikhalazo ukuthi kasibe kwazi ukuthi kanti inkinga elelizwe lethu kuyini. Izikweleti zakhona ziningi kakhulu, abantu baningi, abantu bayakhalakhala. Ngaye kudinge ukuthi abantu babe balutshwane, kwenzela ukuthi abakhona babe labo bengabantu abadilivayo. Ufake nje abantu abakwazi imisebenzi yekho ngaphandle kokuthi engingakoshile abantu abangasobantu ne-agriculture. Omama abalutshwane, kathi ezakwanisa afake umama kuminister of health, afake umama ku-education, afake umama kufanele. Kodwa asingeseyela ukukhalakhala, ngoba umsebenzi we-opposition madoda yikukhalakhala. Nxa i-opposition ingabe sivumelana nalo lokho okwenziwa uhulumende khona, kuthi awusadingi ukuthi le opposition.
Siyawuzwa kakhulu-ke, ngizothiwa silokho la.
Thank you. Yes, we have a caller. Tinava Zakaria Mbayiwa, Makadiwa Mbayiwa.
Ripo Makadiwa.
Takasimba, muri kufona muri kupi?
Ndiri kuPolokwane, South Africa.
South Africa, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu Mbayiwa.
Chekutanga ndiroda kukorokotedza mutungamiri wenyika nebasa guru raita kuratidza kuchinja kwezvinhu zviri kuda kunzi zviitwe muZimbabwe. Tine vanoopoza, no matter how good chinhu kuti chaitwa chakanaka sei, pane vanomira kuopoza chete. Iyi nguva yatava haisisiri nguva yekuti tinongoopoza. Ngatiitei inonzi positive criticism. No matter uri webato ripi, iye zvino yanguva yekuti misoro iswe pamwe chete, pochionekwa kuti nyika yochidzoka kubva kumawere kwayanga iri sei. Vadumwa napresident kuti vange vari muzvigaro zvavari kuzotungamirira tinofunga vanhu vadomwa necapability yavo. Saka ngatimirei tione kuti ivava vadomwa chii chavachatiitira kuti Zimbabwe ive inobudirira. Nekuti iyo inonguva yatiri, inguva isiri yekungosora chete.
Mm.
Ndinoda kutaura ndichiti zvakare kune VNDC. Kune vari kushuwa kuti dai chamisa atungamirire. Zvakatoitwa zvakaitwa. Ngavachitongotarisira kuti nyika ingofamba ichibva pairi zvino ichienda mberi. Tisadzokere kumashure. Achisimbaradza party yealliance kuti vamirirewo maelections anotevera. Vogozoona kuti chii chavangabudewo nacho ipapo. Inguva yekuti vave mature politically. Vagonewo kuzoti panguva yavanenge vapinda kutungamirira voziya kuti vari kubva papi vachienda kupi. Vamunangagwa vari kugadzira hwaro hwakanaka hwokuti whoever achazonzi atonge agone kuve anosumudza nyika achienda nayo mberi kubva pavanenge vazofiirawo. Ndinogona kutaura ndichidaro for the time being.
Thank you so much. Vamubayiwa, morara zvakanaka. Gives Mr. Zakaria Mbaiwa, our caller from Polokwane, South Africa. He started by congratulating President Mnangagwa, and he says people should bring in a positive criticism, not just to criticize for the sake of criticizing, because he says it's time to rebuild the country. And he thinks those elected were chosen because of their capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And also he urged MDC alliance members to strengthen their party and prepare for next elections instead of just criticizing and not rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he thinks that President Mnangagwa is on the right path.
Now we've got some messages coming in. Mike Matia Ndlovu says, "Isesithembele kuNkulunkulu kuphela." Then Thabani Ngwenya uthi kwase Zimbabwe uyathula ulalele kuphela ubheke ukuthi kuya ngapi. Ntombizoto Mahlangu uthi ke akula lutho oluzaphuma kumbe ulutho oluzalunga. Kuzobuya uSteven Kumbuzi Malaba, Malaba kunjani lapho khona khona ngapha. Uthi is still ZANU-PF. Nothing can change. We are still going backwards. Then Ralph Spanda uti youth is the biggest loser here. Bazama ngayonke indlela ukuthulisa youth empowerment. Youth empowerment fueled G40 ayo eyaba scapegoat kumbe unifying factor yalabo abasalayo ku ZANU-PF. Then uThabani Ngwenya uyaphinda njalo uti uhulumende wamasocha vele kayindawo uyakudilika kuphela. Then Eslizi Harmon uti akula lutho oluzaphuma mfowethu lapho. Umdali nguye okwaziyo akuthembisi ngitsho kancane. Okazembe kazembe labo ziyambi ziyambi badingani khonapho njalo ngamabizo abo yini aqiniso. U-Obert Mpofu ke kwenze njani? So she's asking here about kazembe kazembe and ziyambi ziyambi. She's saying are these two names? I guess these are their actual names.
Yes.
So then about Obert Mpofu, kukhanya ngazani lapha abasamkhethanga khona manje ukuthi angene. Kuzobuya ke uPamela Kumalo. Uthi ZANU-PF akula nix yehluleka kudala. Then uDevson Sibanda uthi kodwa bangaki abasekeli bakamongameli sizakubalela sikutshele baba. Then Gokeli Prince Nkomo says the president has managed to balance politics and elections, so he has chosen a cabinet that is almost a type of cabinet that could be wanted by some people.
Mm-hmm.
You have any message?
I have a message from Dr. Muzi Ngube. He's the MDCT USA Provincial Organizing Secretary. That's the MDCT led by Dr. Tokozani Kupe. He says that he would like to congratulate President Mnangagwa for listening to the people of Zimbabwe and putting together a well-mixed cabinet of technocrats that have excellent decorated past experiences in their fields. Let's all move together and support the president in rebuilding our Zimbabwe together. Now, let's work on accepting diaspora voters too. Mr. President, we are also Zimbabweans. That's Dr. Musi Ngube. Then I think I'll go to Facebook later, but you can
yes,
bring in
yes.
some.
Yes. So I'm told to call her Umbanjwa. Baba Umbanjwa, kunjani?
Sikhona Umbanjwa ndani.
Ngiyaphila Umbanjwa. Kuzwakala uqanda kakhulu Umbanjwa.
Kudube.
Ye, kunjani Banjo?
Ngiyaphila Dube baba.
Ye, akuchosiswa.
Hey, dalala ndahla mani sengile inyanga ezine zonke angimphenduli vele.
Hayi, kutsho ukuthi iWhatsApp yethu yekade dilikile siyaxolisa baba. Iti wasafu ischa ya slata pants. Titi.
Ya nyabonga baba. Ya isi ya izwa ii kapunete ncha debe kweyo. Kota ya vinde ya vinde ya mbuzwe kakesu ni uti uroma fezu kungani baadele simbewele nukonapo kota angaze mbone bebelebe sebeza uti nseru uti la kati slanga uti kutua ikapneti begiwe ibegiwe kuhu baba uti kuna waya ya wanya mantua kwa kweli kusola kupela ya wesi sola skanyeri uti vele inti ya sinasebezi yunga kangeri uti mandiri katu kwa sawa kwa suku nkomo wawa ngomo ofisi wala ndo vitabe wawa ngomo ofisi na mta kufa kumatema kota hizi tombe lezo uti ya wengu wazwa pume na zanga sebeze Do matema vile asimoni uto za sebeze ni ulu uto
kusuko chungo petiko
hile inkala katai uti
kubeka ba
inkala katai uti la inga bandiwa nga sabadewe kutwa ongu pangati kwe mbisa kaku vele kumaduma akula ndo waza yenza abanyi wakala kutu mamba basa yewa nengi umama ibarati ucho isi usani la pane vice president we nzano kwa bomba mamu kumono mbisa ni kula pokunga lunga ngako Indi zaya zano kifu kile yenga manga utubaga zaidi kwa tini na kambondo kulento za kukuwa udeleke su agula luto pia sala njengunjaro skala koko pena mafunzi sisi abanye bati fuma kano kukami lugo kami lugo na kunywa ogocha wamungamnga kuhusu yako na de efele mumbula le utepiti kamkari kwa sababu sika namchani majoro za kukuwa wii kwa njia tume ndiwele ubusunga tatu na sisi utakula utepiti umeya o efishoni. Kusunga kulu pakati kitu kakulu kwenye silo ndesu kele kiti mwaka sitaba na kukula hundi sitaba wakuni umutu kufuza ya kukela magigu akuna ya kukela kumalu maki kumbela pati nga sali wakona wote nga suwa kuna hapu hindi alonga ikona le masungu mbozo leko umea loo wae kona ade ya kukela pakati kitu ukukela ni pakati kitu ya mdepiti mea umea wete nga fa kuchusi mwese tata mwubu mtu nga mdepiti dodo se tuze kwa mpa kushinga mwa fa na mtu ya nilo kuze nilo kutamba kende
umkono
uyo zafuge kete mea yitu hiko singa kufuni iyo hiko uluwa kwa matuwa singeleli hiko kwa uti intole zitungi shwezi kwa matuwa singeleli afifuge nini na mkutaza njote wa singeleli afifuge nini sale nini intole zi simfega nye nga utuwa afugula la sifega nye sitiloka sikufuwe kati saye saba ni kati saulua ikuko round nyabunga ba
sifuwa kulumbanjwa umatina lakusasa mnumzana. So yeah, according to Mr. Mbanjwa, you know, he says what is important is not the firewood that we have. What's important is the pot, you know, what the pot is all about. If there's bad stuff in the pot, you can't eat. So he says the bad pot here is ZANU PF itself. You may get all the technocrats, you may get everybody, line anyone, but you'll never get a good result because of ZANU PF. So he goes further to say he's surprised why the Home Affairs portfolio is being given, always being given to a person from Matabeleland. He mentioned names. I think maybe you forgot Mr. Opet Mpofu and the late Innocent Kala. So also, there was held
and also,
those.
And also that Mofin Mahachi was once, not once, from Matabeleland,
that's right.
From Manicaland.
That's right. So, but at the end of the day, he says nothing will come out straight here because the ZANU-PF is not good at all. So maybe Chuma can respond to some of us.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, maybe you can give us your thoughts on that.
Oh, well, I heard the gentleman who just last spoke. I must say he was really just a frustrated voice with the lack of proper reasoning, really. To be honest with you, this thing must not be drawn down into some tribal sort of fusion. We cannot allow this, and this should never be done at all. Look, what I want them to understand is that the ZANU-PF is an institution which has got principles and values that it stands for, and those principles and values are very, very clear. But like I've always said on this platform and many other platforms, you always find people who will abuse any institution at any given time. We saw it happening even in the MDC. If you remember how Chongzani Kute was bedeviled and called names when they were burying their leader, Mr. Tsvangirai, in Buhera. And now, do you want to say that those are the kind of principles and values of the MDC? And the answer would definitely be no. But we had some people within that organization who
took that law to call another woman, a human being, a whore, and yet she's a mother to some sons and daughters. So that's how ill we can have people within our organizations. And so it happens also in ZANU-PF. We have rogue elements within us because we're a mass party. Unfortunately, we don't have a system whereby somebody applies to become a member and is vetted and stuff like that. We are just a mass party, which means we carry in anything, prostitutes, Tagati, Roy, everything. We embrace everybody in there. So that whatever anybody does which is bad must not then be an umbrella cover for that organization. It must be sort of pointed to the individual, and that individual must carry their cross at any given time. So ZANU-PF is not a bad body. It does not mean ill for anybody. We want prosperity because the people that suffer are also our majority members, and we don't want them to be suffering the way they are doing. But sometimes things don't go well. But that is why I'm saying it is time to put our hands together and think Zimbabwe before we think political parties. The time for politicking came, and it was over on the 31st of July. Now this is the time for economics. This is the time for development. We need to now remove that political jacket and wear the developmental jacket, which encompasses everybody, which knows no tribe, it knows no party. All it knows is that we're all Zimbabweans, and our main objective and goal and principle is to see Zimbabwe grow for not only ourselves, but for our future generation, our children, and their children. And that's how it should be taken.
Hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Maybe let's go to Dr. Spanda very fast. Dr. Spanda, can you respond to what Mr. Joseph Chuma is saying here?
Well, look, Mr. Joseph Chuma was attempting badly done attempt to respond to the caller who was very logical in reasoning and looking at the issues. But what Mr. Chuma just did was to talk about how the membership of ZANU-PF includes what he calls witches and prostitutes and all that. And he didn't actually go into the question of the fact that ZANU-PF has been running this country for the last 38 years, and those people in this country that are suffering are suffering as a result of policies that were supported by and, in fact, brought in by the same party that says that it will change things now. And people of this country know, unfortunately, Zimbabweans are cleverer than that. Zimbabweans are intelligent. I've always maintained that. These people know pretty well that there is nothing that has changed. Already we are seeing Mnangagwa, who has not read the constitution before he appoints his ministers. He is appointing provincial ministers when we now have what are called provincial councils. In fact, he's undermining the constitution, undermining the law. And what are we being asked to do by ZANU-PF or by Mr. Chuma here? We're being asked to just wait and give them some time. This is the same song they were singing from November 2017, saying that we just have got to give them a chance. The more the chance you give Mnangagwa, the more Mugabe 2.0 you receive. So the people of Zimbabwe, and you've heard from all your callers, from the messages of Facebook and messages through WhatsApp, you're hearing that your callers and your listeners have a simple, well-reasoned chorus. And that is to say, ZANU-PF is not an unknown thing. We know it. ZANU-PF always goes back to being ZANU-PF. Just a few months ago, these guys were selling Mugabe to us. And what are they doing now? Listen to what former First Lady Grace Mugabe was saying about Mnangagwa, telling us now, after the elections, that he's in fact God-given. And yet they were disowning and pretending that they were trying to be something new. The people of Zimbabwe know that they are nothing new, they fail. Look, there's one thing you can't take away from ZANU-PF. It is a party of very experienced individuals. There's a lot of experience in running government. They have 38 years. But the fact of the matter is that experience is experience in stealing elections, destroying the economy, giving us a country without a currency, giving us a country without money, giving us a country without roads, a country without hospitals, a country that has a history of genocide, a country that has a history of Ramatina. That's the list of things that you can put across that the country knows about in relation to ZANU-PF. Nothing positive there that this country has done. We got an economy that was functioning with good infrastructure from the imperialists and from the colonizers.
And anybody who worked as a garden boy at the time could afford to send one or two of the children to boarding school. In this day and age, a teacher can't afford to send their children to boarding school. Everything we can ever know, everything we can ever dream about when it comes to ZANU-PF is always regression, going forward, going backwards, and suffering. And you can see from the way Mnangagwa is ignoring the constitution, ignoring the law, that we are simply going here towards a Mugabe 2.0, Mugabe more committed to violence, more committed to murder, and more willing to lie about it, no integrity. Mnangagwa shows no understanding of the very constitution that makes him and gives him his powers as president.
Thank you.
I feel sorry for this country, but I have faith in the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Before we go to Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, we have a caller. Tina Mkoma Trinos, Magadi.
No, Simba Baba, Magadi Simba Ere.
I want to remember you. Murukufona, Murukupi.
Murukufona, Andri Panapa, Zambia.
Zambia. Kwa kadi ku Zambia, nasi.
Ah, kurena necho se kupisa chete.
I want this also. Tipe yu fungwa zenyipa msoropenye ya turukuru kurai.
Apa inini nongona kuti cha chinofana ungo chinja. Tipe mnika medu kuti zunusipambe ii ZANU-PF. Nukuti kutawara kume sikine makorela. Nukusika wakuma 40. Chingota mbuti. ZANU-PF, wachingo chinja na chete wachinja, hivyo wachinja wachikuta. Weta maisa ani, mapolisi zao chete ndoa kango shata, anita kutiri, ikaedi yende pasi. Saka ndopa wanufana kuti vashandire ipapo, ende iwa atichadi kuti vashandire, beta tise wangu, rime bato.
Ehe. Saka munorisa sei rimwe bato nekuti tinoona kuti mukana wakanga uripo vanhu vakaenda kusarudza.
Mukana wakanga uripo zvakaonekwa nokuonekwa kuti vakaeruza vanhu ava asi kuti vakarambirapo. Hakuna nyika inongoratidza kuti inochinja ma results 3 times achingochinja. Zvoratidza kuti pane utoto wanga hwakavigwa uripo. Kete karangu iti kani chokuti vana jaji wa ya vana wakaramba ya kutuma video aratizwe. Zora jizamtu mseva, primary seva ya anga ene zunu waka jeka kutumunu waka hiwa uji.
Atumbu mira ni shaka vokuma atari ya zunu izu wa trainos.
Bati?
Dati ya zunu tumbu mira ni shaka buda umatari.
Tombo mira ni zaka buda matari, asiso shanda ni zulipo izuzi, kungota mbura, chama chingota mbura sa izuzi. Kukuti awalani, wakati tambu za nguwa ya reba, wachangura baji tambu za, wachungo chingana sa izu, ipa patoko na uta, vaisa nekamurungu, vaisa kesa, vaisa ki, azinane basa ya zesezi, kana polisi ya uva, polisi za awa, asina za ano tubasi ya izu.
Thank you so much, Mkuma Trinus, maisha basi.
Zvakanaka inana vanawo pamuchinguri problem rirongo apo ndekuti ama ozeta vari kuita sekuti ikaende yavo iyi saka mukangoona varipo so muchaona vanacho wenga ndo vanenge vachitova varidze defense iyo.
Okay, before musati maenda mukoma Trinus, yes, mukoma Trinus musati maenda, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda vati varoda kutaura nemi. Dr. Sibanda vatongo kupai 30 seconds mutaure na mukoma Trinus.
Mukoma Trinus vanoziva munoziva kuti mungarambe muchiti makota akataura kudai, saka totevedzerai izvozvo zvazvichibuda apa. Chokwadi ndechekuti chinotaura namukoma Trinus chinozikanwa kuti munhu uyu unonzi ndipresident haasi tombori legitimate, haana kuwina election. Musi wekoti chaiwo ndaivepo kaini kuti ndiudze chokwadi, Constitutional Court of Zimbabwe yanga yakadhadwa nevanhu vanga vaine matisheti amunangagwa. Constitutional Court inogadwa nevanhu vezanu sei isingagadwe nezanu? Koti yacho bva yanopinda mukati yoti aiwa tinoda kuti munouya nemaballot box ari kushekishek building yezanu pf. more where I was. Takawa Tara bothered my election. Tila kuti my ballot box, I think it kids we never part to SAT and it would no much change the face. Rakaramba. Takuta my elections, my judge, and Takawa Daisukuti, Musa Pesun is Kuzano, Gaz Vision, Zan Rezi, Aswar Kuti, to rise.
30 seconds, yes, Zakwana. Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Thank you so much, Mkoma Trainos, Tipiwanga Mukana, Gibson, Mkoma Trainos, our caller from Zambia. He said there is need in the country or for the country to change the government, and he says the only change that's credible is that changing ZANU-PF, which is the ruling party. He says it has been in power for close to 40 years with the same old policies that they've been using. Nothing will change. The change can only be brought if people bring in a new political party.
Now, the question of illegitimacy and legitimacy.
Yes.
You know?
You brought in that, that too. Maybe Mr. Joyce Ngwenya can respond to that.
Yes. Let me read a message from Sandile Merule Ngobe. Uthi akula tshintsho oluzaba khona eZimbabwe. Ngokuhamba kwesikhathi enxenye nje mhlawumbe kungalunga kodwa silaqiniso lakho. Dixon Katema. Uthi umthuli Ngobe yanyambona kodwa ke okhona ukuthi uza kwenza umsebenzi wakhe ekhululekile na. Then Julius Munotawafa writes, what is the purpose of ministers in vice president's offices? Will Mthuli Ncube operate independently? Mr. Richard Ngwenya.
Right. Now, maybe just to caution my colleagues in the opposition movement. Now, we are now stuck with a government. Right? We now have a government that has been put in place through whatever mechanism. And we now need now to focus on how best to move forward. And I want to be able to say to Mthuli Ncube that you have been given a ministry of finance, and you do your best to ensure that your integrity and your credibility is not compromised. You know, you have been careful, you have been given a minister of sports and youth and culture. You do your best to ensure that your integrity and personality is partner. Because I understand what my friend from Zambia is saying, that you know, we have a problem of legitimacy. But unfortunately, we are now stuck with the government. We have now been given ministers, and we should make sure that you know, we should do whatever we can to ensure that the people of Zimbabwe, you know, move out of the economic quagmire that we are in. Because even if we complain that this government is illegitimate, and you know, we all have our sentiments, and we are all angry. But we have Mthuli Ncube, we have Murira, we have these guys in government now. And my personal you know, opinion is that if we want to prepare for 2023. If we have an input to ensure that the issue of constitutionalism, the, you know, issue of independence of institutions, the issue of the currency, the issue of food security is put in place, as an opposition, people should now put a parallel system that can be used to ensure that, you know, even when they come to 2023, they have got the necessary institution and the necessary mechanisms to make people vote for them. That is my
question
for the time being.
Thank you so much. I guess we've got a caller.
We have a caller. We have a caller. We have a caller. Mkoma Ford. Hi, what a Skira. Maskira, how are you?
I mean, Yeah, but the problem is that the problem is that but look now, what Gaza Mnangagwa in cabinet, at least we saw that he had in the Makokum Katia Mabitira, with the Angaka Tesha Katuna, then is why Faria Saga in Europe. Now, this government can't go further and further liking this government. How can we like it from since 1980 till now? We are suffering.
Mukoma mukadzora volume dzorai volume ye radio yenyu mbichana radio yenyu iri kubvanya kudzoka kwatiri kuno.
I understand the government of Smith here and there was wrong in another way, but most of 90% of the government of Smith was right, better than this government.
Why do you say so? Because
vakapana nae tetipinza isusu kutatorana isusu vanhu vatema ngatichizara mukabhuri ngatichizara munyika yedu. Tabula chini, apana. What can the nation of Gazway? Apana, nothing is nothing. Apana,
but come, come forward. This government, cannot cabinet, announce why. What would you tell us from Mikom Suyaman to Atanga Bushanda? I think I've a tango at dismissed out of Bushanda. Mkoma forward, maita basa. Hello?
Yeah, I think it's gone. Yeah,
yes,
it's
but
gone.
You heard he was mixing English and Shona.
Yes, yes.
He's saying nothing will change because he gave an example of when you're preparing a dinner or supper or salsa and you use a dirty pot.
Yeah.
He says the end product will be dirty.
That's right. And the soccer ball.
Yeah.
You put a stone inside.
but it depends if you're a strong man like Gibbs, you can kick this.
But the toe will suffer, right?
I know.
So now, let's wrap it up now. Let's go to Mr. Joseph Chuma.
Chuma, yes.
Mr. Chuma, it seems as if Mr. Mthuli Ncube is a very good banker. He's well known. But then he's got his background of having owned Barbican Bank. And then he was accused of externalizing funds. We don't know how far that case is right now. So with that, won't it be seen as being he's some kind of pattern to the government? Won't it be like that?
No, I don't want to think so. What I really want to think and say is that here is Professor Mthuli thrown into the deep end of our finances. Let's give him a chance. Let's give him the support that he needs. And this is an exposed person, well traveled and diversely engaged as well. So this is the kind of recipe that we actually need. So let's have people getting out that mentality of saying that it can only work if it was narrow on that hot seat. If it's not Chamisa, then it's totally nothing. No, let's not have that mentality. Let us try these people that come in. Let us give them the mandate and the support that they need while they carry out their duties.
Thank you, Chuma.
Time is out. Thank you.
They need all of us, a buy-in from every Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
I think we should be doing now.
Yes.
Thank you. Time is out. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, just 10 seconds.
Look, every time there's a government appointed in any country, you usually have the economy responding very well, investors responding very well, your currency responding very well. What you're seeing here is that there's been no response at all. It's as if President Mnangagwa has done nothing, announced no names at all.
Thank you.
So those who don't believe us on a political level that this government is illegitimate, look at the economics. It's illegitimate. Look, you can rate the elections. You can,
thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. Time is out.
It doesn't matter. You really can't rate the economy.
Time is out. Dr. Spanda, thank you so much.
We really need to talk to...
I think we have to say thank you so much, Spanda. We thank our guest, Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, MTC Alliance Presidential Spokesperson, and then Joyce Ngwenya, a political analyst. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Goodbye.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.